Good evening. Good to see you all here. That's here, considering so many people are sick and not feeling well. You know, I guess little Ian, he's a preacher's encouragement, isn't he? He's loaded with amens. I was telling his grandfather that if there's one person backing him, it's Ian. He's loaded with his amens. Now, at least I know one thing is that he's not falling asleep on the messages. And it's that time of year. We're about 4 days into the new year. And most people have probably made a little list of, you know, some things they want to change in the year. Some will set some goals, and some will reach the goals, and some will fall short, and some will start out with good intentions, and somewhere along the way maybe just get so busy and crowd those goals out and forget all about it. Some of the goals that people may set this year, some may say, well, hey, you know, this is the year I'm going to be a little bit more active. I'm going to get out and get a little more exercise in, whether it's walk a couple blocks each morning or maybe, you know, lift a little weight, so whatever the case may be, get a little physical exercise in. Some people may sit down and make a list that, hey, one thing I want to do is lose a couple of pounds. Maybe just be a little lighter. Let's try to be a little healthier. Some people may say, well, I had to look back at last year. I didn't, I spent money unwisely on some things that I shouldn't have. And I really wasn't that good of a steward last year. This year, 2009, I'm gonna try to be better. I'm gonna be wiser and spending the money that I have, that God blessed me to have. Maybe someone may have decided, well, this year I'm gonna try to spend more time with the family. Spend more time doing family things. Because before you know it, the children grow up and they're gone. Maybe one of your goals for this year may be that I'm going to try my very best to be more helpful, to extend my hand out to help people more, and stop just turning my back and walking away when I know someone needs some help. Maybe this year, this is going to be a year where one of your goals is going to be a well of encouragement to others. My daughter Brandy is always getting on me, and she said, Dad, you know what? Before you know it, you're going to turn to the old grouch. You know, we pick at each other about that. Maybe that's going to be my goal this year, to be a little bit more encouraging and not complain so much and try to press onward. And there's nothing wrong with making goals, and you know, hopefully you will meet them and move forward and hope you have a good year. Maybe you strive to have a better year for 2009. But when we stop and think about some spiritual things, we all should maybe set some goals this year spiritually. Maybe one of your goals this year spiritually is to grow more, and that's good. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I want to have a better year than last year. When I stop and I look back at last year, it was a good year, but I reflect back at some things that maybe I didn't do right, some things that I said wrong that I should have said right. I look back and I see last year, and I think about this year, and God blessed me to be a part of 2009 to try to press forward and be better in the year 2009. And that's the theme for this evening. That's the message. Just to be better in 2009. How can I be better? Maybe, first of all, well, maybe we stop and we look at the things that we could do better this year than last year. Maybe one of them for me, and maybe this might be one for you, is to maybe be a better example. To be a better example to the world and even to each and every member here. You know, stop and look at this past year. If you're like me, if you will really be honest, maybe there was some time last year where you didn't say or do the right thing, or maybe you displayed the wrong example. Because you know, Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. From time to time, we do sin. From time to time, we don't make the right decision. But this year, as I stop and reflect back on last year, maybe this year, I'm going to try my best, and hopefully it'll be a challenge to you to be simply a better example. Try our very best to live the best we can as a Christian. Maybe at work and maybe at school, maybe there was times last year where you didn't say things right, where you didn't stand up when you should have stood up, where you just went along with the flow, where you're just blending in with everyone else. Maybe you just didn't have the conduct that of a Christian at times. Hopefully you repented of those things. Now this year, our new fresh year, the old things are forgotten as we press forward. Maybe this is going to be your goal, as it's going to be my goal for this year, is to be a better example to the world and to each other here. You know, Jesus, Matthew chapter 5, he talks about examples and shining lights. He says that in Matthew chapter 5, start at verse number 13, on the Sermon on the Mount, he starts there, he says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." You know, I was studying this few days back, and I thought, hey, what if I went to the store and I bought some salt? And you know, I like seasoning my meat up really good. You know, give it really good flavor. I bought some salt and I put the salt on the meat, and you know what? The salt had no taste. Be taking that salt back. But I understand what Jesus says. If it loses its power, if the salt lost its flavor, it's useless. Just throw it out to be trampled upon. Such is that with the Christian example, you and I, we ought to be the salt of the earth. And he goes on, he says, in verse number 14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." Every time I read that passage, I think about one little city. Have you ever been to Iowa? When leaving Davenport, Iowa, which is right there by the Mississippi River, when leaving there, headed towards Des Moines, Iowa, you know, there's cornfield after cornfield, just nothing out there. And all of a sudden, from nowhere, pops a city. Des Moines, Iowa. There it is. You see it. Now think about that. A light on a hill can't be hidden. Maybe we should be like that in our example. Then Jesus, he goes on to say in verse number 14, "Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand it gives light to all who are in the house." Wouldn't make any sense to light a lamp in a house and then cover it up. Because the very purpose of a light is, of the lamp is to give light, to illuminate, so others can see, so that you can see, and so should also be with us and our example to the world. Jesus goes on and says in verse number 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Jesus says we are to be a shining light to the world. Maybe this year, let this be the year that it's one of our goals to have a better year in 2009. And maybe by doing so, by being a better example, but just being a better example, a lot of that has to do with stopping, thinking before acting, stopping, thinking before speaking, stopping and thinking before being involved in things. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. If you start at verse number 11, it says that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk properly towards those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. Paul encouraged the church there at Thessalonica to mind their own business, to work with their own hands, live a quiet life, and also to walk or live properly toward those on the outside, to set a good example. Maybe this year, for you and I. We won't have a better year in 2009. Maybe having a good year for us could include just being a better example. Being a better example. I think this morning Robin quoted 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 1, where Paul says, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Very good verse. Excellent verse. It caused me to think. Maybe it caused you to think. If people follow you and your example, where would they wind up at? Would they be following Christ if they followed you? Which way would your example lead them to? Same question to be asked of me. As we stop and we think about this year, a better year in 2009, if we're going to have a better year in 2009, maybe we should just stop and say, hey, I'm going to be a better example in this year. A better year in 2009. Maybe I need to work on my example. Maybe you need to work on your example. Maybe we all need to stop and think about our example before the Word and before each other. That could be one of our goals for this year. A better year in 2009. We all want to grow and we all want to be strong spiritually this year. Hopefully we want to grow and be stronger spiritually this year than we were last year. Well, how is that going to happen? Robin talked about that this morning. We talked about studying the Word of God. So maybe this year, one of our goals could be in having a better year in 2009 would be to be a better student of the Word of God this year than last year. Let this be the year that we're going to be hungry. We're going to be thirsty. Not for food physically, but for the Word of God. Remember what Jesus says in, I think it's Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Where Jesus says, "Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness." Happy are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Where is righteousness found? The Word of God. Wouldn't it be great that we go through this year being hungry and thirsty for the Word of God? That it would be good that we would become better students of the Word of God. A better year, 2009, maybe for you and for me, one of our goals to just become a better student of God's Word. You're not going to learn everything in one day. You're going to grow bit by bit by studying and searching the Scriptures. Remember what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4, when confronted by the devil. Wait, what does he says, "Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God." Jesus teaches here that man, if he is to live spiritually, and survive spiritually, and grow spiritually, and be what he should be spiritually, it's going to be way more than just physical food. It's going to be on spiritual food, the Word of God. Maybe this is the year that we're going to become better students of God's Word. We're going to spend more time this year than we did last year and studying God's Word. Maybe it may mean for you and I, maybe watch a little less television. Might mean a reorganization of our mornings or maybe our evenings, or whatever the case may be, but wherever it may take, hopefully you and I will take the challenge, strive for the goal to be better students of God's Word this year than last year. A better year, 2009, maybe one of our goals should be to just become a better student of God's Word. If I remember this morning, 2 Timothy 2:15 was quoted. "Study to show thyself approval unto God, a work that need not be ashamed, rightly handling and rightly dividing the Word of God." A commandment from Paul to Timothy, a commandment for you and I to study so we may be approved by God. It would be a workman that needeth not be ashamed. How did that come by? By studying the Word of God. Let this be the year that we say, hey, I'm going to become a better student of God's Word. A better year, 2009. Maybe one of the challenges should be to simply become a better student of the Word of God. I want to turn to 2 Timothy because there's something I want to look at. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, usually verse 16 is quoted or read. Let's start there. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I like the last verse. I agree on verse 16, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. I agree that every scripture, that they are profitable. But now in verse number 17, I like where he said that the man of God may be complete or perfect. So it tells me that man, apart from the Word of God, he's not perfect, he's incomplete. Anyone trying to live apart from studying and searching and following the Word of God, his life is incomplete. For see, this year, as we stop and we think we want to have a better year, we can do so by spending time being a better student of God's Word. Psalm 25, all verse number 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy path. The psalmist says that. Here seem to be desires of a man who want to know God's ways, want to follow the path which God has for him. Seem to be a man who seem to be concerned about God's word. Wouldn't it be great that this would be our desire, that we want to know the ways of God, we want to follow those paths, and we do so by digging into the Word of God, being a better student of God's Word. 2009. What a great goal to have before us. What a great task. There's an old passage in Isaiah that I quote from time to time that I really like. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Isaiah, it teaches there to read from the book of the Lord. Search from the book and read from the book of the Lord. I encourage that can be for you and I. We spend time searching and reading from the book of the Lord. There's a whole lot of things in this life that we're going to read this year. I know we're going to read the newspaper. Lately, I've been going to the library, spending time there about once a week, reading through different things and being up to date on some things that's going on in the world. And I know that you're going to read a lot of things, but of all the things that we may read this year, may we stop and take the proper time to spend in God's Word, so we can have a better year in 2009 simply by being a better student of the Word of God. You know, in the book of Ezra, start in chapter 7, and you work your way on up, around about verse number 10, it gives a description of Ezra. It says that Ezra was a man who sought the Word of God. He studied the Word of God. He did the Word of God. That's Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. And he was going to teach others. Ezra spent time in the Word of God so that he would be able to obey it, that he would be able to teach others. And so is it with you and I, that this year we can become better students of the Word of God so that we may be able to obey it and be able to share and teach others. Better year
2009 spiritually. Maybe one of our goals is going to be just be a better example. Maybe secondly, maybe our goal is going to be to just spend more time being a better student of God's word. Thirdly and last, just think about this year and kind of setting some goals and trying to be better this year than last year. How about having a better attitude about the loss? How about just having a better attitude about lost souls? Maybe your attitude has been in the past years that, well, you know, somebody else can teach the lost. You know, maybe the preacher, maybe some of the other members, they'll teach them. You know, that's not my cup of tea. That wasn't the attitude that the disciples had. Surely it wasn't the attitude that Jesus had when Jesus gave the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verse 17 through 20, because if that would have been the attitude of someone else to do it, who would be that someone else? Some have went on to say, well, you know, the Great Commission is it's not really for you and I. Well, see, if no one would have taken the Great Commission serious during the time of Jesus, then shortly, maybe church would come to know this, and no one would go out and teach. But when you go in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, you see the mind of the people of the first century church that they really took serious lost souls. In Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, sorry, verse 41, on the day of Pentecost. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in their breaking of bread and prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. The church is growing there. It says to the church daily those who were being saved. Somebody was concerned about teaching the lost. Those people on the day of Pentecost and moving forward had the proper attitude about the lost. Maybe you and I need to maybe have a better attitude about the lost souls and try our very best this year. It's harder than we tried last year to share with the lost. You know, I stop and I look back at opportunities I had over the past year that I failed to, and I look back and I see opportunities that I did take and I tried. But this year, as we look towards having a good year spiritually, a better year in 2009, maybe we could just have a better attitude about lost souls and try sharing with them. Now, there's one book you can learn about evangelism and sharing with those lost. It would be Acts, the book of Acts. Acts chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. Acts chapter 4, verse number 1. Now, as they spoke to the people, the priests, the captains of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. What do we find the people of the first century church doing? Even with persecution and danger around, you find them being concerned about those who were lost and teaching them. Acts chapter 5, verse number 42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. What were they doing? Teaching and preaching. Oh, Acts chapter 6, verse number 7. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. It says a great many of the priests obeyed the faith. Because someone had the proper attitude, took the time, and taught them. Maybe this year, 2009, I can have a better attitude. Maybe we could have a better attitude about those that are lost and try and share with them the gospel. Flip the page over. Acts chapter 8. Verse number 4, after persecution took place there in Jerusalem, and they were scattered about it, said in Acts chapter 8, verse number 4, therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. They went everywhere preaching, proclaiming God's word. May this be the year for you and I that we have the proper attitude. That we have a better attitude about the loss. That we spend time trying to share with the loss. Remember in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 through 38, when Jesus says, the harvest is plenty. The harvest still is plenty. As I said once before, there's hundreds and hundreds of people here in Columbus. They are lost on the pathway to hell. You and I, hopefully we can do our very best in sharing with them, praying and hoping that they'll be willing to receive God's word. Let this be the year that we have maybe a better attitude about the loss. A better year in 2009. Spiritually, I want to have a better year, and hopefully you want to have a better year. I want to do well spiritually. Maybe we could all work just being a better example. Secondly, maybe possibly we could maybe just work at being better students of God's word. Thirdly and last, just having a better attitude about the loss than last year. You know, last year is gone. 2008 is behind us. A lot of lessons I learned from it. But as we move forward, let this be, and I encourage you, let this be a year where we try to do better. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse number 40, Lamentations 3, verse number 40, says, let us search out and examine our ways and return to the Lord. Sometimes as Christians, we need to just stop for a moment and search out and examine our ways, and if we need to return to the Lord by way of repenting, that's the right and proper thing to do. Maybe this evening, you here as a Christian have stopped and looked at some of your ways and you realize, I need to repent. Please do so. So you can have a proper and right relationship with God. If you're here this evening and you haven't obeyed the gospel, please do so. So you can enjoy the right relationship with God. Maybe you're here this evening and you just have the desires or the prayers of the church. Please let us know so we can pray for you. So you can go through this year having an excellent, better year than last year. And we'll all grow spiritually as we face this year. Let's sing.